You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health and the right mindset, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are visiting with Leslie Grubb. She is a personal happiness coach in San Diego, California, and also author of Feel Good, A Return to Happiness. She meets with clients in person or by phone and uses her book as a blueprint for her coaching curriculum to enhance everyday living and optimal well-being. You can also visit her website at BeHappyLady.com. Leslie, thanks so much for joining us today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, likewise. So tell me, what's your definition of happiness? Let's start there.
Perfect. You know, this is a big question. And in my book, actually, chapter 2, Happiness is a Hard Sale, I learned people are a little leery about happiness. They think it's maybe just an emotion or something that doesn't last long, or it's just for those really happy, false people. But actually, defining happiness is really your philosophy of life. It's purpose. It points us in directions of where we want to be, because when we're truly happy at our core, that feels good, and we know we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. So definition of happiness is happiness is kind of like an umbrella for well-being, purpose, meaningful living. And so when we define what our purpose and meaning of life are, we're on the right track. Now, in your definitions, everyone's definition is a little unique. Some people may define happiness through success. Other people may define happiness through love and connection. But what I've found with most clients I work with, you cannot be happy and be inauthentic. So in every different definition, you need your authentic self, and that's being real and true to yourself. It's showing up. It's like not playing the game of life, but being real in life. So hopefully that helped out the listeners a little bit.
It sure does. So tell us, what is the key to feeling good?
Okay, key to feeling good. This one is big, and this one took me a long time to learn. You have to like who you are. You absolutely have to start having a relationship with you. And I mean having your own back, really liking you. Not this kind of like status you, not the, oh, I'm a graduate, I have this job, I'm making this money, the real you. And this is being able to look in that mirror and go a little deeper and say, you know what, I have your back, I like who I see in there, and it's all good. And the truth is if you don't begin to have a relationship with yourself or begin to really, truly start liking yourself, you are not going to be happy with the people you're with, the job you have, the things you have, your location, or did I leave anything else out there? All the materialism. You'll try to self-improve constantly. I mean, this is so, if that's all the listeners get from me today, is start having a relationship with yourself. You come into this world with you, you're going to leave this world with you. You might as well have fun and like hanging out with yourself.
So now, how do we block our own happiness? There's so much that goes on that we allow, things that we don't see, maybe blocking our vision. How do we block our own happiness?
Yes. Thank you for asking that, Eric. This is half of my work with clients. First, I have to define happiness with my clients, and half the time they realize, oh, gosh, you know, I am happy. I am kind of cool. Then we have to say, okay, why don't you let yourself be happy on a daily basis? Why aren't you following this philosophy of your life? Okay, the three things how we unconsciously block ourselves or consciously block ourselves is, one, we have our own set of unconscious rules. I mean, we are so hard on ourselves sometimes. And these rules would be like, okay, I can only be happy if I'm wealthy. Or I can only be happy if I'm married. I can only be happy if I have if I have children. And if you see, Eric, by putting these kind of rules, or, oh, another big one, stumbling block, is I have to earn happiness. I have to, the work ethic. I have to work so hard, then I can be happy. Or maybe the martyr, I can only be happy once everyone else is happy. See, that is completely, these little false rules we think of completely block us from the moment of being happy. And half my job is helping clients uproot these rules, and then we kind of get rid of them. This isn't working for you anymore. Now, on a conscious level, judgments. Oh, my gosh. When we are judging, and we all judge, but when we are judging, it blocks happiness. A judgment is a right or wrong, and especially when we're judging ourselves, when we are saying, I'm not good enough, or I haven't lost enough weight, we are telling ourselves we're bad. And if we think we're bad, we can't be happy. Judgments, huge block. And the last one, big time, I do tons of work on, holding on to old resentments. And those resentments, they are stumbling blocks to happiness. And we work at kind of etching away layer by layer, because some of the resentments are valid. Life is unjust. But it's a matter of how long we want to hold on to the resentment. That will block our happiness.
It certainly would. Now, we are joined today by Leslie Grubb. She is a personal happiness coach out of San Diego, California, also author of Feel Good, A Return to Happiness, joining us today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Leslie, how do you coach people through life's constant problems?
Okay, great question. And my happiness coach guru, Robert Holden, has profound research on this topic. And I actually flew over to London. He has a Happiness Project Institute set up over there, and he's a psychiatrist and has done a lot of scientific research on this. Okay, his five keys to happiness. First of all, we're always having problems, Eric. Problems don't go away. So we like to call that your current circumstances, okay? So your circumstances just sometimes go your way, sometimes they don't. How can we be happy living with our current circumstances, which usually always has a problem involved? Okay, here are the five, I like to maybe call them mindsets, and a good question to say, I'd like every listener to kind of really think about this right now. A question is, if nothing in your life were to change right now, so your relationships were to remain the same, your financial status were to remain the same, your job status, your location, nothing were to change, I'm going to tell you right now, everything's going to stay the same. Could you be happier? And really think that over. Could you be happier? Because this is so profound, because this is where we have the power to change. 95% of the surveyed, the polled people on this data said, yes, I could be happier. And these are the five keys, because this is where we have power to change, to be happy. First one, first key is self-acceptance. I could quit being so dang hard on myself, cut myself some slack, quit running myself ragged all the time, okay, and be a little compassionate to myself. So step number one is self-acceptance. Step number two, and I don't think you can read any self-help book or spiritual book without hearing this, it's gratitude. Gratitude's huge. Gratitude can just change your whole mindset. And I like to think of gratitude when I'm really having issues and problems as, look at what I have. Focus on the haves versus the not haves. And I even keep a gratitude journal on really bad days and write what I have. And sometimes it might be, I have money to pay for that speeding ticket I got. I have Advil for the headache that I have. See, it's focusing on what I have. Okay, third key to happiness when I have to living with problems is choosing now, not waiting. this is present moment. This is the weight gain is it's kind of like what I mentioned on the blocks, the rules. If I just wait, if I say, oh gosh, I'll be happy when I'm out of this foreclosure, well, I am stalling 3 months of prolonging my happiness. I literally can consciously choose to be happy now. And it has been proven, if I practice being happy with my problems, I will be happy down the road. A great example of this is retirement. A lot of people hold on to the notion, I will be happy when I retire. It has been proven they retire and they stay in the same weight gain mindset, the future oriented, rather than the present moment, because that's all they've been practicing. Okay, so choosing happiness now. The fourth key to happiness is healthy choices. And this is really about taking care of you, caring enough to make the right choices. This is about saying no if your plate is too full. This is about understanding I might let other people's expectations down, and that is okay. Take care of you. Don't let yourself get depleted. We need to run 3/4 full, and that is our responsibility. To run 3/4 full. When we let ourselves get too depleted, all the neuroses come out, and then all the blame game comes out. And the last key to being happy, regardless of your current situation, is I like to call this one kind of letting go or surrendering. This is taking the hands off the driving wheel and sitting back and receiving life. This one's kind of big and profound, and this one can kind of go on that spiritual realm of, you know, notice all the gifts that come your way and realize maybe I don't have as much control as I thought I have. So I really explain this one thoroughly, too, in I have a chapter called Flower Power. So, but the keys, really good. And you know what I tell clients to do? I do it myself. I write these 5 keys down on a little index card, and when I'm really in a sour mood or I feel like I want to blame someone, I kind of look down and see which one I'm not practicing. And just to review on that, it is the self-acceptance, gratitude, making the choice to be happy today, healthy choices to take care of myself, and maybe letting go or surrender to my variables in life. Sorry, that was kind of a long answer, Eric, but that's a big question.
Yeah, big, very loaded question. You know, as I know you're coaching folks, sometimes people don't realize the importance it is to have goals set, you know, to make strides in the life or successes that we're hoping to have. Without goals, you cannot be successful as well. So how do you help people achieve their goals?
Great. And this is a perfect question. Not as long, Eric, of an answer here. But goals are very important. They're empowering. They give us hope. They give us stamina. They're wonderful. And you know what? Let's face it. Us Westerners, we're goal-oriented. We like goals. So first, when I have clients come with me, we really need clarity on our goal, okay? And we need to really find out if it's a core goal. And how I like terming this is if it fits into our real life work, what we're meant to do down here. Because if a goal fits into our life work, it is going to stick and we're going to see it fulfilled. Other goals that maybe are just a little more on the physical sensation realm, they kind of float and they don't stick that often. I have a lot of those. Sometimes I go, oh, I want to do that, and in a couple of days, I've lost my interest to it. So first what I do is we really start defining some life goals for my clients. After we figure out these life goals, then I start working with them on what's the intention of this goal. Now, the intention is a great way of looking at what is the real purpose. Why the heck am I, like, obsessed about this goal? If it's writing a book, what is the intention? What is my yearning to get this book out there? And intention may be, I want to help people so much if it's in the self-help world. So intention is profound because it keeps us on our game plan. And when we get stumbling blocks in the road, you go back to your intention. Okay, so setting a clear life work type of goal, and then what is the intention behind this? Then after that, I go into, we have to release this intention into the world and let it go and be open to what we're going to receive back. So in concrete terms, this is like if you want to write a book, then put it out there. I want to write a book. And then all of a sudden, notice all the contacts you come into with who have experience with publishing or who are in the book industry. Start researching online and find out everything that starts coming your way. It's kind of like gathering all the information. However, we have to let go of the outcome. We have to let life help us mold this goal. If we stay rigid in our end result, we're going to have a lot of stumbling blocks because it really isn't going to look the way we thought it was going to look in the beginning, the end result. So we have to let life, the environment, our support team help us mold this life goal and let it unfold the way it's supposed to unfold. The last part of achieving goals is we do, again, have to look at mental blocks. And these are those false beliefs people hold on to at the very end, and they sneak up on you. All of a sudden, you're like three-quarters full, and you can't finish, or you have writer's block. And that is a little voice in your head, this mental block, saying it's like the self-doubt, it's the criticism, it's the critical parent. It's saying, oh, what are you thinking? You're crazy. You can't do this. Or it's saying, oh, you're not good enough. Who are you trying to fool? It's our own self-doubt that kind of creeps in. So I really work with clients towards the latter part of fishing out those false beliefs that we kind of hold on to that it will block us from achieving the end result.
Really good information, very insightful. And in conclusion, Leslie, what one thing could you leave with our listeners that they could put into action or practice today that could help them to be not only more healthy or fit, but to have the proper mindset?
Yes, I would say, thank you, Eric, for asking that. Practice happiness now. You really do need to practice being happy. You deserve it. It's your birthright. It's non-discriminatory. And it's the minute you realize you have the power within to be happy now, but you have to allow yourself to be happy now. It's not attached to external variables. It's not, your happiness is not attached to your finances, to your relationships. In fact, it's only your responsibility to be happy. It's not your spouse's or your partner's responsibility to make you happy. And this is so empowering when you get that. And I would say, look in the mirror and start a relationship with yourself and say, you know, I'm going to practice happiness. It's really about being in the moment now. So that's what I'd leave the listeners with.
Thank you so much. We have just heard from Leslie Grubb. She is a personal happiness coach in San Diego, California, also author of Feel Good, A Return to Happiness. She meets with clients in person or by phone and uses her book as a blueprint for her coaching curriculum to enhance everyday living and optimal well-being. And the website, once again, is BeHappyLady.com. Thanks so much for joining us, Leslie, here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. And have a happy day.
Hey, I certainly will. Thank you so much. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.